I've been listening, and I am listening right now. I'm out walking with my dog, who's pulling on this leash a bit, so I may get a little distracted while I'm talking to you. But I've been listening to myself, listening to Nick Holloway Vox, listening to himself. And I don't remember ever doing this before. And it's a new experience. Now, I've often listened to myself, and it took me a long time in life to listen to myself, usually before I struggled with, I'd get an impulse and a feeling and a thought, and I would say that these things didn't matter. And I would then sort of try to push things out of my mind and get on with living. So I would have a feeling in my gut and I would override it, or I'd pretend I hadn't really heard it, or I'd get a thought and I'd dismiss it, or even I'd try to prevent myself having thoughts of a certain type. So I would kind of be always making an effort to, well, in effect, prevent myself from noticing myself. And I thought this was, you know, a noble struggle, and that this was what the nature of life was. In other words, the nature of life was to be somebody different than you were, and to try to weave a way through so that I could be myself despite whom I was. And it took me a lot of different hours and a lot of good fortune and good luck and a lot of accidental conversations with other people. And it would be much too difficult to try to even remember how. But at some point along the way, some things happened that stopped me ignoring myself and helped me to pay more attention to my thoughts, my feelings, my way, my limitations, my capacities, my self. And I came piece by piece, millimeter by millimeter, syllable by syllable, to accept that I am who I am. And that's been a rich journey, and I regret none of it. I don't even regret the struggle that I had to ignore myself. That helped me to understand how easy it is for other people to be wrapped up in preventing themselves from knowing themselves and preventing themselves from loving themselves. I would have found it very difficult to understand other people's difficulty at loving themselves if I had always loved myself and regarded that as a non-problematic issue. As it was, I had masses of experiences and masses of therapy and masses of books and masses of beating myself up recovering from drowning, I suppose you'd say. You know, a good few bouts of severe depression as well on the way, a good few midlife crises, all of which kind of conspired or resulted by some process that is more mystery than design and more miracle than control in me this evening, listening to myself, listening to Nick Holloway Vox, listening to himself, and with all the love that Nick Holloway Vox, you know, oozes for us all in these pieces that he communicates here on Audioboo and on Audioboo and on Audioboo and on Google Plus and on the other places where he's to be found. The thing that's different isn't about me. It's actually about being in the company of a person who listens to themselves. And what a credible relief it is to be in the company of somebody who is listening to themselves with respect and affection and with acceptance, in awareness of themselves. The only thing I can compare it with that's very concrete is the experience I have when I go into a room in which every person in the room has experienced some form of emotional distress, depression, depression, let's say. A room full of people who have experience of depression is a very different experience than a room in which some of the people have experienced it and others you wouldn't know if they have or not, or there's people who have undeclared or unrevealed experiences of depression. That's the normal situation that's the average situation I find myself in. But on the small number of occasions when I sit in rooms looking at everybody saying, yeah, we all in this room have been in a difficult place, a really difficult place, and that one person's difficult place is no more interesting than anybody else's, that everybody's difficult place is very interesting, and that when somebody says in that room that they are going through a really difficult time, you know, I can say to myself, and you're breathing, and you're breathing, and you're here with us, and you're great, and it's great that you are here with us, and we're very lucky to have you here with us. And I can say that to myself, and I can feel that that's a form of sharing, even if it's never verbalized in that context. So that's the closest thing, Nick, that I can get to it in concrete terms. But there is something quite miraculously human, is my, I suppose. Yeah, we got back to the house. The dog is here, yeah, a miraculously human experience. Special thanks to everybody who listens to themselves, and the more the merrier. Ah, that's the dog. Into the house.